The Lord knows we're nothing, but He knows that when He called me. And He knows exactly what we are, and I don't want to ever try to be something I'm not, but I just want to be obedient to Him and do His will in my life. And as long as we follow Him, it'll all be well. And we're going to try to read just a little bit this morning over in the book of Matthew. And in about the 25th chapter, thank you, Jay. And I know how familiar this must be to every one of us, but it's been heavy on my heart for a while. And just feel like this morning we need to just read this and we'll follow the Lord if we read it and we sit down, and that's all the Lord wants, and that's what I want to do.
Amen.
But by His help, maybe He'll give us a little bit to say this morning. 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.'" And we'll stop right there. And like I say, I ain't here this morning to try to do anything any different. I know we've heard this preached and spoke on, taught on a lot of times. But I pondered on this scripture this week and thought on these things a little bit, and thought about these 10 young ladies here, the 10 virgins, and I've thought about them in their life, and thought about how that there this day, as far as everything you could see, there wasn't anything any different about these 10 young women here. They were all 10 virgins. They were all 10 had lamps. They all 10 had come to the same place. They had everyone done everything the same there up to a certain point. And I thought on this a little bit there, and how that they had all come and they all dwelled together until the time of the bridegroom calling, and how that they had done these things, and you get to looking at that, they all met there, they slept, they slumbered, and they stayed together for the amount of time that it was from when they arrived at this point until the bridegroom came to him. And you think on that, and I got to thinking how that the church today, I thought about this, and what the one of the sad pictures that come to me in this mind is half of them was ready and half of them wasn't.
Amen.
And that's what the sad thought is today. I think there's probably a many sitting around in the same place as each other. There's a lot today that's dwelling together. There's a lot today that's sleeping and slumbering in the same place. Hey, but I just wonder, is only half ready? Hey.
Sorry.
That's sad picture to me. Yes. These young ladies, these young virgins. I'm going to try to take my time.
It's all right.
They came to this place, and five of them was wise, and five of them was foolish. You go to thinking about this word, and hence know how I am about looking things up, make sure I got a word meaning right. But to be wise is having power to discern and judging correctly between what is true or false. To be foolish is acting without judgment or discretion in particular things. And the word judgment is the determination or the comparison of facts. You take those things in, the determination of the mind in comparison of facts. And you've got five ladies, five young virgins that came to this place, Mike, that had good judgment about a man, Gibson. They come to this place and they had thought about where, what, and where they were going before they got there. They thought about the moment that they was going to have to be ready when the bridegroom called. And these five wives had judged this particular time and place. They had judged it correctly and used the right discernment for the moment. But the five foolish, that word again, acting without judgment or discretion in particular things. How many today is acting without judgment in the day and hour we live in, David? They're running right on.
Yes, Lord.
And they're wanting these young ladies, my mind, trust me, I have lived with these young ladies this week in my mind. And I've tried my best to walk the steps they walked up to this point. And these five wives thought about, well, we better be prepared. We better be prepared for the moment he calls. And the five foolish thought, it'll be all right. We got just enough to get us by. They sat there with wise young virgins for however long it was until the bridegroom showed up. All of them living together the whole time, knowing that he was coming. Knowing Bobby Griffin, that he was going to show up. And they better be ready. But unwilling. They were being willingly ignorant of the facts, Judy. They were making a judgment in their life, just hoping they was going to make it. Just hoping they was going to get by. And I know how many today that we sit together with in the house of God. Amen. They're sitting here just hoping they're going to get by. Amen. Hoping they got enough, yes, to make it. Amen. Them young ladies, they were just hoping they had enough to get by. But there was five of them sitting there that knew they had plenty. There was five sitting there that knew Bobby Freeman. They had enough to get them by till the bridegroom showed up. And enough to get them in when he called.
Amen.
Those five wives were not doubting whether they were going to get in. They were just waiting until their time. The five foolish sitting there hoping they was going to have enough. How many today, my call is sitting in the house of God just hoping and praying they got just enough. The five wives had oil in their lamps, and they had oil in another vessel. There's a lot to
today that's riding through this life got just enough oil to get you through the natural life.
Amen.
You got just enough of God's grace, just enough of faith in your life to get you through this life. But there's a life to come.
Yes, sir.
There's a day and a time after. It's what's appointed unto man to die. And after this, the judgment, there comes a time when the bridegroom called for him. And that was the time. That was the time for the oil that was in the other vessel. To start burning. Even the heavy one, when the cow went out, they everyone arose and they trimmed their wicks. I read a little, studied a little old lamps this week. Looking into old lamps, and some of us, even me, as I was younger, I remember having to burn old lamps when the fire would go out. And I can remember sitting back and looking at them wicks on there when I was just a kid. And I can remember seeing the old frayed ends on some of it. Every now and then, Mom and Daddy, they'd trim them up.
Yes, sir.
And I thought how every one of these at a point in time rose up, Daddy, to trim their wick. See, there's something goes down into that vessel. And it pulls out the oil. That's where the flame comes from.
Yeah.
And did you know there's different ways of trimming a wick to make the light burn different?
Yes, sir.
It sure is. Yes, you can trim your wick flat, then burn high on the ends, low in the middle. You can trim your wick to a point, and it'll burn high right in the middle. You listen to me, listen clear. Every one of those trim their wicks. I wonder if they know just how to trim it where it looked like it was a burning bright.
Amen, Dean. Bless you, God.
There's a lot today that's sitting in the house of God. You can clean this up. You can holler amen. You can do your job in the church. You can walk around. You know how to trim your wick. What do you look like? You're burning just as bright as everybody else. There's one thing about it. They can trim them wicks all they want to, but if they ain't something down on the inside that's getting drawn from, your life's going to go out.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got enough oil to get you on through. You ain't got nothing to draw from to keep your life burning. They was trying right up to the end to make it look like it had what it was going to take.
Yeah,
they had plenty of time up to that point to get them some oil. Yeah. They'd just soon sit around and sleep and slumber and just hope that it's going to make it. You know the sad part about it, them other 10 virgins, they just slept and slumbered right there too. God help the church of the living God. Them young ladies should have been a warning long before that day. Where's the other vessel?
Amen.
Where's the other oil?
Amen.
Hey, if you just got a little oil in your lamp, it ain't going to make it till the bridegroom calls. Somebody should have been doing some warning. Somebody should have been telling somebody. Should have been tapping a trumpet. Hey! I'm going to tell you something, Mike Paul. Everybody can look alike. All them virgins on the outside look alike. But I'm going to tell you something. Hey, it was noticeable to the other 5 wise virgins that they didn't have the next vessel they needed.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good preaching.
Hey, a lot today. You think you're blending in? You think you look like everybody else, but I'm going to tell you something. A wise virgin can tell
if somebody's got an extra vessel with them to fill the right one. You can tell when a wick's being trimmed just right to burn on a little bit of oil and make it bright. There's a lot today can get tore up with emotions. They can cry when they get a tear-dripping song sung. They can shout when somebody else shouts. They can pray when somebody else prays. I'm going to tell you what. You can catch a little light off of somebody else's lamp. Yes, them five foolish was right there in the same light. Maybe the five wise ones. I'll tell you something. They didn't have nothing in their own vessel. Sad thing about this is we went through all that time living dwelling right there together. When it came time for the bridegroom to call, they wasn't ready. Tell you what, little man, I never want to lie to you. One of these days you're going to die, son. Dale, one of these days you're going to die. Jay, one of these days you're going to die.
Come on, son.
Savannah, one of these days you're going to die.
Come on.
Michael, one day you're going to die. Hey, and I won't lie to you. After this, the judgment.
Amen.
Boom. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
You'll stand before God. And you'll stand there with the blood applied to your life. Or you'll stand there naked in your sins. And you'll hear, enter in thou good and faithful servant. Or you'll hear, depart from me. I never knew you. You worker of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
And you can sit right in the midst of the virgins with the oil in the lamp, and it won't get you here. Each one had their own vessel. Each one had their own lamp. And it was up to them, yes, to get it filled on their own.
Amen. God help my brother.
Ain't nobody. You fill your lamp, call the creek. And nobody fill your lamp, oh, these stones. Where's them that buys and sells the oil? There's only one. How do I get to him? Right on the altar of the living God. God help me not to dwell among you and not warn you. You better get your lamp full. God help me not to be asleep and in a slumber right beside you till you die and step up into hell.
Amen.
What's the big deal? What's the big deal? This world today, just live it up. Enjoy what you can. These ladies wanted to believe that they'd get laid in
on somebody else's
oil. They wanted to believe they could make it right on in, burning right next to somebody else, walking right next to somebody else. And when they tried to get a hold of it, there was no way they could obtain it. There's a coming a day when he's going to call our names. We must have oil in our lamp before that day.
Yes, sir.
Because they tried to go get it filled, but they tried to go get something in their lamp then. They wouldn't know where to get it. They tried to come back. Please let me in. Please let me in. I don't know. I don't recognize you. They sent away.
You can read over that 24th. In about the first 43rd verse. Well, so let me just read the 42nd. Watch therefore. He says it again. For ye know not the hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what at what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have suffered his house, would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Yes, Lord.
You say a lot of times, probably about a little game you used to play as a boy. Hide and seek. It's mentioned in the revival the other night. It's going to be rain or not. Here I come. And that's not me.
No.
Oh no. I'm going to tell you something about one of these young men, Sammy. The least amount of time I could give you to hide, I tried to.
Man.
What do they pull like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Here I come.
Son, I tried to fly through them, Danny.
Because I was wanting to catch them without any hiding. Because I was wanting to catch them. But you want to know something about the Lord? He's long suffering. Oh, 1,000 years is a day to him.
Amen.
Oh, he ain't counted fights, Mike. He's been long suffering. He's allowed us, Bobby Griffin. He's allowed us a long time to hear the gospel. A long time to be a sitting around five wise virgins. A long time to realize we better have oil in our own vessel. He's not trying to pull a sneak attack on you. He wants you to get ready. You think this bridegroom, you think he wanted to send away? From everything I understand, and if I'm wrong, you correct me. You find that you help me understand a little more. But in these days, they had a wedding ceremony. And when the wife and when the bridegroom showed up to the bride, they'd have a celebration.
And what I could understand in this parable, these young ladies was waiting to get in on the celebration.
See, this young bride, she'd call all of her friends and all of her virgins and other ones would be called in together. And they'd come in, maybe. Oh, and they'd have them a party. And they'd have a get-together. They'd have a supper. Hey, you want to know something? Hey, if something happened and them young ladies didn't show up, it was a disgrace. So there wasn't nobody wanted to turn them away. But by them not being ready and not being there when they were supposed to, there was no other choice.
Yep.
I can tell you this, he don't want to turn you away. He's done everything that he could to make sure that everybody was able to get their lamp full.
Amen.
And fill the vessel.
Amen.
All I could think this morning, therefore, be ye also ready. You know what that word ready means? Prepared, furnished with what is necessary. Are you wise enough this morning to realize you ain't furnished? Or are you foolish and acting without judgment or discernment? That word discernment means the ability to distinguish truth from falsehood. Are you ready this morning? Are you furnished with what you need to leave this life? Are you using wise judgment? Or are you just using your own discernment? See, these young virgins thought it was good enough just to hang out with somebody that had oil in the lamp. They thought that was good enough.
But half of them left there without what they're supposed to have.
How many today? What a sad thought I had this week. How many today? Is it half? Three quarters? A quarter? One's too many. One's too many, Mike, to sit in the house of God willing to believe a lie.
Have you got what you need?
Are you furnished? I've been reading a little bit this week. And it's probably knows the book, but it's a book on people that died in this faith. Check. Martyrs.
Yes, sir.
For the word of God. Mike, the things they done to them.
Yes, sir.
And right up to the end, with a smile on their face, they would not and could not deny their God. Why and how, preacher? They had all in their lamps right at the end when the bridegroom calls.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
March right up to be beheaded. If we go under another persecution of the church and they call you out because of being a Christian, if you got enough in you to die for your Lord, you got Jesus in there. You got all you need.
Yes, sir, man.
You have everything? Are you ready?
Are you furnished?
I'm waiting on this and I'm waiting on that. And the little five foolish virgins was waiting and waiting and waiting. And waiting and waiting. And one day the crowd went out. The bridegroom's coming. Trim your wick and get ready. They're like everybody else. They trimmed their wick and they tried to go, but they didn't have enough oil to get them where they needed to go. When the call goes out, have you got what you need in your lamp? Not your flesh. We used to talk about full church. Mm-hmm. We know some tough men, though.
Yes, sir.
Tough. Them tough men ain't got what it takes to get in the head.
Amen, Dad.
Without Jesus. Ain't tough enough. Lord, I need to be ready. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Except you be born again.
It's not just living right. It's not just looking right. It's that inward man.
You read that book I was telling you about?
It's not the Bible, it's just an account. The things that took place.
Yes,
there's a lot of them bodies.
Yes, sir.
Buried. Over in catacombs. And you can go back and you can look at that body. And you can find where some of them was burned at the stake.
Yes, sir.
You read some that were stretched out on wheels and they broke every bone they had in them before they beheaded them. You can find them bodies in them catacombs where there's not a bone that ain't broken on them.
Yes, sir.
You can go over there and you can find where they beheaded. You can find where they beat them. You can find the natural remains. But you want to know something? That's the only thing that was left of them people here on this side. I promise you, the day of deliverance came when they said this old flesh has got the burning fuel from the inward. That's all.
Amen.
Them old natural lamps burned out one day.
But that inward vessel still is shining today.
This here's going to burn out one day. It's going to get rolled up. maybe in the front of this church or some funeral home somewhere. You can examine it all you want to. You can find where it's been hurt. Hey, where it's went through a lot of things in this life. Hey, but it's all right. Why? Because greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. I'm glad I got a second vessel of oil. Little woman over in the Bible, she couldn't run out of oil. You're looking for one today that can't run out of oil. You keep a coming back, there'll be more oil there. It ain't olive oil. It ain't pure olive beaten out. Hey, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that's a part of this lamb. He was beaten. He was bruised for my sins, for my iniquities, and by the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, my life will never go out. What are you burning in your lamp? I know it's a song, and I like it. Flames flickered many times, but the fire's never gone out. I promise you, this flame ain't gonna flicker. He can't flicker. He just burns. I understand what they're making in the song. That's all well and fine. I don't do bad teachings at all. But I'm glad I've got a consuming fire burning right in me. Most of the time, things will flicker. You might have your wick not trained right, but it's the wick doing the flicker. It ain't the pure oil. I may let your wick just get burned in front of you. If you ain't trained your wick in a while, you ain't getting over and get it trained. Yeah. Don't try to do it on your own. Are you ready? It's coming in the air. But you thank God. I talk to lost men all the time. Out on the jobs. And they won't knock in the door of the church. They'll go home and live like sin all week long. And then they'll turn around and they'll say, you know, these are coming, buddy. The world can't see it right now. Yes, boy, if you can't tell, it ain't going to be long now. Next thing I know, I hear them over there talking dirty and cussing, heading home to get them a beer for the evening.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You don't know what that is. That's a foolish virgin right there.
Yes, sir.
That's somebody that's riding right along the church. They're sitting right there. Hey, and when the bridegroom calls, they ain't going to have enough in their lamp to get them in.
We understand something about these folks were virgins. They was virgins. They was pure. It's by this world's standards.
You can be just as pure, never sin, never said a cuss word, never drunk a drop of liquor, never touched a pill, never touched a thing, never fornicated in your life, never been an adulterer, never done any of these things. And you die, hey, without the oil in your lamp, hey, and you're going to split hell wide open.
Yes, sir.
It ain't on your good works. Hey, the five wise virgins realize that. Hey, yeah. Are you ready? He could call before I get my next word out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He could come before you get out the door. That's not a fear tactic. That's the truth.
Yes, sir.
That's the truth.
in your lamp. You burn it down on your last little bit of oil that you got. Expecting to hang out and make it through on Mike's good works, on Danny's good works, on Judy's good works, on Bobby's, on Dale's, on Shandy's. How you planning on getting through? You don't know what's better to do than get an altar and get your other vessel full.
Amen.
It's the only thing going to work. You said something last night, man. They're in the parking lot. Over at Angles. You didn't know what you were saying. So much as it hit me. Nowadays we've got restrictions on what you can do and what you can't do. Certain stores you can go in certain ways and certain ways. They had to run back out for a car to go get something. Ain't trying to pull her out for no other reason but just explain something here. She had to run back out and get something for her. Ain't? Well, she forgot and didn't have it with her. You know what she done? She said she come back in there. She tried to go in the other way. Whoa, 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 whoa! She said they were hollering at me. Mm-hmm. Oh, she said it made me mad too. She says I went in. I told them how ignorant it was. In so many words, you know, she didn't say that bad. She's just letting them know. I'm gonna tell you something. There's a lot today for getting something.
Yeah.
There's only one way to get in here. Hey, you can try to come in another way. Hey, you're gonna get mad. You're gonna get hurt. When you're no. But I promise you, there's only one way. His name is Jesus. Anyway, it gets mad, baby. When somebody says no, your way won't work. You gotta come in the way I say. Being a good person ain't gonna work.
No, sir.
Coming to church ain't gonna work. Having a good God at that ball ain't gonna work, man. Having a good godly ain't nothing to live in. Ain't gonna work. Dale, you won't get them insane. You can't even get that mess full. You tell them, hey, your flesh and blood can't inherit this. Hey, you're gonna have to get born again. Get that inward man. The hell is all of the God. You see there? I told you, I've lived with these 10 young ladies this week. I've walked with all 10 of them in my mind and in my heart. And I thought about each individual, young virgin. If I'm foolish, reckon they had a mom and daddy at home and said, look, boy, you're going down there to meet the bridegroom. He may not be standing right there at the gate when you get there. They have to wait a little while. You see, that mom had probably been a young virgin to her one time. She'd already been to a wedding party. And a good godly mom. I was talking to Shandy there this week. I think it's Timothy now, wasn't it? Mother Eunice. Mother Lois. Grandmother Eunice. He got some of what they had. And Papa recognized it. I thought about them 10 wise virgins. And I thought about a good godly woman. Maybe a lady would like to have some of it with her. She's like, hang on, honey. Come here.
Yes, sir.
It's going to take more
the language there.
Yes, sir.
I remember back when I was your age.
I remember. I took an extra vessel with me and it got me through. And I thought about them foolish virgins. Maybe they hadn't all been dead. Just trying to get them out the door.
As long as their lamps are burning a little bit right now. Without the preparation. They want to make sure they're ready, Father.
If I foolish, maybe they had parents at home. Wouldn't really worry if they lived or not. They just wanted to see them go to the party. They want to, they ain't worried. The pictures are going back to the end. They just want to see them going. It's more than just going.
Yes, sir.
You got to be ready. You got to have something in life that's going to get you in. That's what God's.
It's more than just the going.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. This is not boastful. These kids right here, my daughter and my son, been in church since before they were ever born. As they start getting up, they both make professions. They both move from time to time. We worried because there just something wasn't there. We didn't try to push them on through. No. We just waited. We kept going. We kept trying to leave it. That's not boasting.
That's the way I got in.
Yes, sir.
Had some good godly people that lived in front of me.
But let me know. They better be something that on the lamp on the inside.
Yes, sir.
They better be something in the other vessel. To get you on the river.
Are you ready? Are you furnished?
Do you have what you need? If Jesus calls today.
If he steps out and says, the time's no more.
Are you ready? That's what you like in my heart this morning.
That's all I could think all morning this morning. Are you ready?
You got in your life what you need today.
You got in the extra vessel, what you need today.
It's all staying.
Here this morning. He knows if you're wise. He knows if you're foolish.
He knows if you're making a good judgment this morning or if you're just not even acting with a judgment this morning.
He gives you good discernment. I can't see down in your heart.
But he can. Amen. What he's looking for, Mike, he's looking for oil. Down in the extra vessel. He's not looking for you to draw an eye with your mouth. He's not looking for your whip to be trimmed up and just burning for the moment. He's looking for a flame that's burning from on the depths of your soul so it will never go out.
As they sing, God's dealing with your heart this morning.